The JVS Show.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
I tried the spikes, Jonathan. I went onto one of these websites. I brought 50 metres of spikes. It's like a hard plastic spike. I put all that down my fencing. I brought one of these CCTV things. I put that up.
If you had put all the spikes up and still this didn't work, then what do you do?
My extreme measures were, I went to the local pet shop. I spent £60 on a dog crate and I converted it into a trap. I put a pin on the door. I put a heavy weight on the door so when it pulled at the food, the door closed and it couldn't push out. And once I'd caught the trap, I brought a flea collar from the car boot. We attached a note to it, put it in a little plastic bag. So when the cat went back to its home and its parents thought, what's that round its neck? They took it off. And I said, your cat is causing me a lot of stress, messing in the garden, killing birds. This is your chance and only chance. Basically, if you don't do something about it, you won't see your cat again.
So what do you do then if the same cat comes back in to your garden?
This is what I'm coming to. We did catch them a couple of times. We went through a period of where we were getting the same cat, and I just had enough. I didn't want to hurt the cat because I am an animal lover. So my dad said, why don't you take it work and let it go at work?
Where is work?
10 miles away from where I was actually based at the time.
So you trap one of your neighbour's cats?
No,
you...
not only one. In a 16-day period, there were 7 different cats I took to work.
So you drive them in a cage, a 10-mile drive away, and then what do you do with the cat when you've taken them 10 miles away?
I go into the yard at work. I tell the security man, I say, I've got another one. I walk down the yard, I open the door, I let it run out.
You are a wicked, wicked man, Pete.
Well, I'm sorry, but I wanted to say the truth.
That is a wicked, wicked thing to do. I think that's one of the most disgusting things I've ever heard anybody do.
Well, let's see what your viewers think.
You should be thoroughly ashamed of yourself.
I'm not one bit, Jonathan, I'm not. It's better than getting a 2.2 gun.
That's somebody else's pet, and you take it 10 miles away and just let it out in an area where it doesn't know. That's an evil thing to do, Pete.
They're still there now, Jonathan. There's people feeding them. There's people in the workplaces and they leave food out.
Those cats have never found their way back to their rightful home?
Well, no, I've seen 4 of them. 4 of them are regular and they've like, not rehoused, but people at the industrial units, they actually put food out for them.
You are despicable.
The JVS Show.
BBC Three Counties Radio.